Thoughts of leaving weren't gut-wrenching. They were merely sad. Like the whole world and her whole heart were not dependent on the outcome of this relationship. Just then, Milo woke up. He looked over at her and smiled. "Happy Christmas." Kira leaned down and kissed him softly. "Happy Christmas." Milo lay back against the pillow, his eyes fluttering several times as though he wasn't yet fully awake.
"I smell ham," he said sleepily.
Kira giggled. "Me too. I'm guessing your parents are in the kitchen?"
"Of course," he said, yawning. "Swedish Christmas is a time for excess. They'll be cooking all day."
"We should help them," Kira suggested. Milo shook his head. His eyes were shut again. He clearly wasn't ready to be fully awake yet. Kira gazed at his face, so handsome and serene. She was going to miss this, the closeness, the easiness of it all. Never before had things felt so right between her and a man, so devoid of friction or fraught with insecurity.
Milo opened a single eye.
"What are you looking at?" he asked with a smirk.
Kira sighed.
"Just your gorgeous face."
He frowned and reached out to gently touch her arm.
"Why so melancholy?"
He smiled softly, reassuringly.
"No one is allowed to be sad on Christmas."
Kira laughed, but felt her stomach twist.
"You know why?"
she said in an exhalation. Milo pushed himself up onto his elbows, the covers sliding down to reveal his honed torso.
"You're thinking about tomorrow," he said, "about leaving, about the future, about what comes next."
She nodded, her gaze falling to the bedsheets. Milo reached for her, wrapping his arms about her and pulling her into his warm chest.
"It's going to be okay," he told her. "We can't predict the future, but whatever happens, we will be okay. Every relationship, romantic or otherwise, teaches you something about love, friendship, the human psyche, yourself. No moment is wasted if you allow yourself to be fully immersed in it. And you've done that. You've spent Christmas in a foreign country, away from your family for the first time in your life. The future path, it's nothing to worry about. You've got this."
Kira felt him press a kiss.